Okay. Mm-hmm. So here the oilam, a lot of the oilam is chazing over the last week, so I'll just like just give a quick review and then we'll go weiter. So we already came out with last week this inyan of the Safek Brachos L'Hakol. The case of the Gemara was that he had beer and he thought it was wine, so he's going to make a bar piagafen. And it turns out to be beer, and he ends up with the right bracha of Shahakul the end of the bar. And it's not clear in the Gemara who he passed in like. And therefore we have a machlaikas, or what the halach is. And therefore we have a machlaikas in the Rishayim, the Ri and the Rif. What do we do? So the Rif passed is Lakula, Safek Brachos L'Hakol, Safek Rabban Lakula. And therefore you will go ahead and eat. Doesn't obligate me to stop eating. But you don't make a bracha. Whereas the Ri passes the Chumra, and you will make a bracha. We explained about the B'chi Vager, why? Because over here you have a Suffolk Isser, over here, because the Esser will Anus Ba'il Mizeb Le Bracha, and therefore we spoke about the Kilos Yankiv that says that where there's a Suffolk Isser, we don't say Suffolk Rabban Lekul on a Suffolk Rabbanan, and the Pnei Shua, and also he brings down Rabbi Yosef Engel says that over here you have a cheskes iser, because this food was, when it was created, was oster to you. That's called like a chazaka mikar. It was oster to you, and we have a cheskes iser even drabanan, which is also a chinish. We also go lechumra. So here you have a cheskes iser, because when this food was created, it was oster to you.
That Isser is
Drabanan
also.
Right, so that was right, but he's saying even on Drabanan, Cheskes Isser, Drabanan is also Aser. That's what he's being Mechavsh. The Cheskes Isser. So we have these two Terutim that even though, like you're saying, it's Drabanan, but either because of the stipler, because where it's something that you it could be Mutter in a different way by just making a Bracha, so there we'll say something Drabanan L'Chumra. Or to Cheskes Isser, so we'll say also Safek Drabanan L'Chumra. But again, the Paiskim, the Stipler brings down that we pass in like the Rif, that we say Safek Drabanan L'Kula, and therefore you won't make a bracha. So it's just good to know that it could play in this case an effect where it is a Deraisa and you go L'Chumra. For example, if let's say you're benching. And this happens a lot, right? You say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you thought you're making a bray in the fashlis. You thought you're making a bray in the fashlis. So according to our sugya, that's a problem. When you say the first three words, you have to have the right thing in mind, right? And then you chapt, and you say, oh, I'm supposed to be benching. So I'll finish off with benching. Well, now it's a shayla of a suffix deraisa. It's not a drabanan. It's a suffix deraisa. And a suffix deraisa l'chumra, and you're not yet to benching, and you would have to bench again. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if, let's say, it was Al-Michya, and you said Brocha to Hashem, and you had in mind to say Al-Michya, well, since Michya is Mazun also, it's close to the bread family, so the fact is that I had in mind to say Al-Michya, but then I chapped, of course, that I'm supposed to say, you know, benching, you would be yet to benching. I think it's a whole shaila. If you do actually say the whole bracha ala michya, do you have to bench, or are you yaitza with the ala michya? There's a question about it. I'm not going to say the psak because I don't remember right now what it is, but I remember there is a question about it. I think you do, but I don't want to say. Okay, but for sure in this case, we say bracha to Hashem, and you had a mind ala michya, and then you chat at the bench, everybody holds it, it's okay. But if you said bracha to Hashem, and you thought you were making a bray in the fashlis, and then you chapped, oh, at the bench, and you benched, you're not yaitza, and over here it's a suffix deraisa, and you go suffix deraisa l'chumra. Okay, so that's as far as we got last week.
So what should you do if you're at that point?
You'll start again benching.
What do you do with the first part of the bracha that you said?
Say bok shank v'ayom v'ayom v'ayom. You start the same shem v'at, right, and you have to start again. Okay. So the discussion I want to discuss Okay, there's two discussions over here. First of all, there is a stira a little bit in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says again that passes like the Rif, that and like the Rambam, that any suffix Rabbanon of Brachais is suffix Lekula. And therefore you won't make a Bracha. So if you're Mesupik, if you said a Bracha on something, and then you say, oh, did I make a Bracha? You continue eating without a Bracha. Or the case of the wine and the Sheikha, you continue eating. But what about...
When you say Lekula, does that
mean you continue eating without a Bracha?
Okay. Does that mean it registered that there was a Bracha and the Rabbanon Paskin...
There's no register over here. You're misopic. You don't know if you made a bracha, so there's nothing to register.
So they said, well, cool, don't make another bracha.
Right.
Does that mean they're passing that was a bracha? Or is there saying...
There's nothing. We don't know. We don't know if you made a bracha. We can't say we passed...
You found something that didn't pass it, that was a bracha.
Right, and it's not me. I mean, if something about lakula means we go lakula, we'll say you made a bracha.
We'll say you made a bracha.
Right.
Oh, that's,
yeah, we'll say you made a bracha.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Now they were saying that you don't need to make a bracha. Why would they say this?
No, no.
That doesn't make sense. Right. No, they'll say something about lakula.
You made a bracha.
Correct. But we don't know for sure, but that's what we'll say.
We'll revive the suffix for you with lakula.
Right. We'll say you made a bracha. Right.
However, even though the mice also love him, honestly. Nothing occurred.
Right.
Nothing occurred. Or there was a bracha. However, metaphysically, somehow or another, in this mind, it's registered. So our bottom said that this is okay.
Right. We'll say that. Right.
You
exactly.
Get out of jail 3 times.
Right. Okay, so what's the halacha if you're davening Shmai Nesrei on a Yom Tov, and you're supposed to end up with Kaddish Yisroel Vazmanim, and you said with Kaddish HaShabbos. So Tosfos brings it down over here, that if Toshka De Dibor, you said with Kaddish Yisroel Vazmanim, you're Yoytze Shmai Nesrei. But they add on one little thing in the Rambam, and Tosfos, and the Shulchan Aruch, they all add on these words. Since you knew beforehand, when you started your Shmoneh Esrei, that it was Yom Tov, right? So therefore, even though you said Mekadesh is a Shabbos, and you ended up, and then Teichet Eidiber, that means, like Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, you said Mekadesh is 12 Azmanim, you're Yaitza. But there's a diak over here that they make, that's only because you knew in the beginning it was Yom Tov. So when you said your beginning part of Shmoneh Esrei, you had it by Yom Tov. But it's mashma over here, that if in the beginning, you didn't have in mind, and you thought it was Shabbos. And just at the end, when you said Mikash is Shabbos, you chap, oh, it's not Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. Mikash Tov is Manim. It's Mashmi, not Yaitza. So the question is, what do you mean? If we pass the Suffolk Brachas Lekula, Suffolk Rabban Lekula, and we just passed them before, in the case where you made a Bracha on the beer, and you thought it was wine. So at the end, when you ended with the right Bracha, Shahakol, you. The halach is, your yaitza, even though in the beginning you did have the wrong machshava, so l'chai, the same thing should be over here too. When you thought in the beginning it was Shabbos, and the end is, you ended with the right bracha. You said, Mekadesh, forget about Tekel Adibar, Stamazai. You thought it was Shabbos, you go back to it, you end with Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, Yechat Tzemtiv. L'chai, you should be yaitza, and yet, in Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, you would not be yaitza. Mekadesh is, why? How do you answer to stira? I'll make it even better. You didn't even make a mistake at the end. You finished Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. I'll make it better.
Uh-huh.
Still, the Allah is mashma, still not here, not yaitza. Right. That's a pella. L'chai. What? Because in the beginning, when you said Bracha to Hashem, you said your avos. You had in mind Shabbos. And therefore, you're not yaitza. But that's a stira to how we passed it in Hilchas Birchas HaNaamon. When we say over there, it's a suffix in the Gemara. Do you go at the end? Do you go at the beginning? And the Gemara doesn't come out. And we pass like the Rif, who says you go Lekula. Well, we should go Lekula over here too. That's a kasha. So the Vilna Gaon asks this kasha. And there's two teusim that are brought down. One text says, has the Vilna Gaon passed in? He passed like the Shulchan Aruch. That's a problem. And he asked this question, so it's a stira. So I lost it. Yeah. Because he said, that's the Shulchan Aruch passed. You said you had in mind the wrong thing. So he says two things with him. One is, he says, we're mechala between tefillah, lebrichas, and anan. Well, let's second. Okay, well, how does the Levine pass? Well, let's see. Let's see just how to answer up the Spira. The Mitzvah came on the Chumra, Mishum the Kama Kav Yechlan. Ayn Shom Yesh L'Tar Shom Nehu. Okay, so like this. So, it won't work out according to everybody, but he says, because we have this halacha, as you remember before, that Rabbi Yechlan said, Halavai Shi Yisbal Kol Yom Kulay. Right? So, Tefillah had its own rules. Okay? Since there is this kind of Eitzah over here, that you could daven Kol Yom Kulay. And since you're Mesupik, if you're Yaitzah, you weren't Yaitzah, you could do it again. Now, even though we don't just do Shema Neshes again, if you know you daven, you don't daven again, but let's say you have a Sufik, and you want to make a Chiddush, we said to make it like a Tefillah Sadawi, make it tonight. That if I didn't daven before, so it should be a Chayv. If I did daven, it should be a Nadava, it should be a present. So therefore, since you always have this Eitzah, so therefore by Tefillah is different, and therefore in that kind of a case, you'll be able to daven again. Now, that won't work with Gavi Musaf, for example. Musaf, you don't have that Eitzah, because you can't daven Tefillah Sadawi by Musaf. So that won't work by Musaf. It'll only work by Shacharis, right? Or Mincha. Otherwise, it's not going to work. But that's one way of answering this question. Now, the question is by Marv. Would it work by Marv or not? So that's the whole question the Mishnah of Brua brings down. And the Mechaber is not Mechalik, and because Marv is Rishus. That means the Gemara has a Mechalikus. If Marv, you're Mechuyif Davin, or it's just like, it's Rishus, if you want to Davin. We pass in, you have to Davin Marv. Because we are sort of Mechabal on ourselves, a mitzvah that we are Mechuyif, like a Chayiv, on ourselves to Davin Marv. But the whole thing is that Rabbi Yechon, if you hold the whole Rabbi Yechon, the beer of Rabbi Yechon is that Halavai Shisbal Koyim Kulay, and the Pshat is that by the Suffolk creates like a Chiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei, so therefore you could daven Shemoneh Esrei, because just for davening for Suffolk, that is my Chiddush, well that won't help by Marv. But the Mishnah Brua says that we do have an Eitzah by Marv, and you should befeirish be Mechadish something. For example, let's say Hashem, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzarasecha. Return me to your Torah. So you mechadish the new kavanah. That what are you mechadish? Oh, I want to become a rebbe. I want to be able to teach Torah. I want people to come to learn by me. I want that kind of Torah that it should become Torah emes. So people, okay. So you made a new kavanah in your tefillah. Okay. So you're permitted to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. At least where it's a suffix, if you davened already or not. So that would work out l'chayra in Shemoneh Esrei. So if I saw by Marv also, you have that Eitzah. Something. So again, so you would make this tonight if I was Yotzer ready. So if I wasn't Yotzer ready, so it's a Chayv, so we pass like the other Mandama that you don't need to be in the Tchilas HaBracha. If I was Yotzer ready, it should be in the Dabba. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins this halakha, but it's very sussum in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch should have said this, and he should have said that you should be Mechadish something, or make it tonight, or something like that, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. So there's another test that they bring down. There's the A Sifri, and the Sifri says from the words Mikra Kodesh Lekatshoy. The Ramban brings down from the words Mikra Kodesh that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to Mekadesh Yom Tov. It's a famous Ramban to Mekadesh Yom Tov in Shemoneh Esrei, in Tefillah to Mekadesh Yom Tov, and he brings it down from this pasuk of Mikra Kodesh that Kriya, you should call it Kodesh. Where should you call Kodesh in Shemoneh Esrei? Oh, so now it's a deraisa. So if he's that, it's a deraisa. So now you would be able to. So that's why, in this case, just like I told you by benching, right, where it's a deraisa, and if at the beginning of benching I had the wrong kavana, at the end I had the right one, I finished off with the right one. But since it's a suffix deraisa, over there we're going to pass like the re, that lechumra, and you have to do it again. So who would do it over here by Shemoneh Esrei? Since it's a mitzvah deraisa of mikra kodesh, the halacha would be that you would have to do Shemoneh Esrei again. So you asked me, he asked what the Vilna Gaon holds over here.
Gabe, can I answer your question?
Gabe.
Yeah.
What does the Vilna Gaon actually hold? So he says, the boy came in. The time is. Oh, so he brings down other poiskim. You go lakula. So, I don't know. The Gaon brings down both opinions. So I don't know exactly how he comes out with Maisa. But the Shulchan Aruch does pass him like that. The only thing is, according to this reason, maybe you should be Mechavan al Tzatzchilas Nedava, so we'll get out of Moshe Shailas. Yeah?
On the Mar Shmon Esrei, the answer question, if you weren't sure, you have a way to fix it. And that's to make to Mekadosh the Yom during Kiddush, right afterwards on the coast.
That's not Tfilah.
Right, the Ramban holds in Tfilah. There's a special
mitzvah.
Right, so. That's a different thing. Mekadosh the Yom, but he holds in Tfilah as a time when everyone's coming together to Mekadosh the Yom.
He holds the Tzuraisa, both on Sifri, the Ramban.
Yeah.
Mikra
Kaidish. Yeah. It's a derisive.
Not
right, right. And that's why they want to learn the Shulchan Aruch, then you're clear. It's not, I mean, maybe if I learn it better, I would come out, but he seems to be down both opinions, the Re and the Ref. Right. So, I mean, is it clear? I mean, maybe it is clear because the Shulchan Aruch does pass him like the Ref in other places. And over here he doesn't, but here the building going. Connects that machlokes to over here, so here the rule should be: if you pass like the riff, you pass like the riff. So I don't know. You down in the grow, right? So ask your rabbi there.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like these people down in the grow. They don't say anything, you know, think, but then they don't do everything else the guy does. You know what I mean? Okay. So I want to discuss another nekuda of Kriya Shema, which is another problem in this whole situation. So what's the issue over here by Kriya Shema? So we pass like this. Suffolk Imkar Kriya Shema Chayz Rekar Mevatel Sne'al Achra. If you have a Suffolk, if you write Kriya Shema, you have to do it again because we pass in Kriya Shema as the Raisa, but then the Mechaber is Mechadish that you have to make a bracha before and afterwards. But the Mechaber says, if you know you said Kriya Shema, you're just a Suffolk. If you make a bracha l'fnei l'achreya, you don't make a bracha. So let's go to the second part of this mechaber. So that's very understandable to us, right? Because we just came out with the Rambam that any bracha rabbanon, and therefore suffer brachos l'hakol, and you don't make a bracha. So therefore, if you know you said kriyas, but you just don't know if you said the bracha, so it goes like every bracha I don't know suffer rabbanon kula. But the first part of this halacha is very shver. How do you understand it? It says if you have a suffix, if you write kriyishma, then you have to say kriyishma again, which is also understandable because the raisa, so you have to do it again. But then he says, you should make the brachas before and after. L'chayr, that's l'chayr, stira to everything we've learned till now. Till now we came out from the Gemara Brachas and the Shiltas, Leidatiyak, over there by kriyishma, he said, over there, sovakar kriyishma, you have to say again, the raisa. But if you have a suffix on the brachas of Kriyishma, that's the Rabbanan, and the whole shayla over there was, but if you didn't say Emes V'yatsev, and then the shayla is, you didn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Raisa, so then maybe you should say it again, because of that. But let's say Yitzias said Yitzias Mitzrayim, like Yitzias said the third parashas, you mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know for sure you said Yitzias Mitzrayim, it comes out of the Gemara that Emes V'yatsev was the first to the last brachas, and who is in the first brachas is the Rabbanan, and you won't say it again. And from there, the Shiltas Taka says, and that's where the Rambam's Makor is, that any suffix Rabbanan, you go Lakula. So the question is, why does the Mechaber say over here, and the Rambam also passes like this, that where you have a suffix if you say Kriyishma, you'll say it with the Brachais. And it's going to get involved a little bit. Reb Chaim was telling me over from Rabbi Soloveitchik that he paskin that if you just say Kriyishma without Brachais, are you Yaitza Kriyishma or not? So we're going to get into that point as well. Yeah?
One easy answer, which I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Is when the Chacham.
There's a whole mishnah brua on this.
You did yes. Maybe I'm summarizing.
No, you
could. When they were talking the brachas to Shema, they said whenever you say Shema, regardless of why you're saying Shema, you have to say the brachas.
Okay, so we're going to explain it a little bit better than that, but yes, there is a mahalach like that. But there are two mahalachim over here that answer this question. And one of it is similar to what you're saying. We'll explain why. Well, let's get to the first mahalach. The first mahalach is that it depends what you make the bracha. What we discussed till now was brachas anana. Okay, you're making a bracha on food. You don't have to eat food. You don't have to eat at all, right? Now you have a suffix. Do I make a bracha or do I not make a bracha? So then we say, suffix the bangu kula, you don't make a bracha. And finished. Over here we're talking about. What's that? What about Mila? No, we discussed that already. Shlomo Zalman, we discussed that already. That's in itself is Rabbanan. So, The word discussing over here is like a person that doesn't know if he shtuk lulav, right? He does not know if he did a mitzvah deraisa on the first day of Sukkos. He doesn't know if he ate matzah, okay, on Pesach. Now these are mitzvahs deraisa, or he doesn't know if he said shema. That's also a mitzvah deraisa. All of those are mitzvahs deraisa. So I go to the rabbi. Rabbi, what should I do by these mitzvahs? Tell me, you have a suffix on these mitzvahs? Do the suffix deraisa. You have a suffix if you do the mitzvah deraisa. You got to do the mitzvah again. How do you know that, rabbi? Right? Suffix deraisa l'chumra. Right? If you have a suffix deraisa, you have to go l'chumra. Okay? Oh, now, mid-deraisa, I'm mechuyev to do the mitzvah again. Well, if mid-deraisa, I'm mechuyev to do the mitzvah again, then I have to make a bracha. It's not worse than the first time coming to do the mitzvah, or I have to make a bracha. In both situations, the rabbis are very paskind for you. You make a bracha. Now, even though the bracha is rabbanan, that's true. But what I'm doing requires a bracha. I'm shaking lulav. Even if I have a suffix, if I shift the lulav. But l'maisa, now we pass in l'halacha, suffix deraisa l'chumra, and you're mechuyev to go ahead and make a bracha. Because I'm doing the mitzvah deraisa. What's the mitzvah deraisa? Shaking lulav. But maybe I shook already. That doesn't matter. The Torah already passed it on you. You have to shake again. So it's not worse than shaking lulav the first time. So who had in Krishma? Krishma is deraisa. So you have a suffix on a deraisa. So suffix deraisa l'chumra. And now you'll have to go ahead and make. Now, they speak out, let's say, for example, an atroginus or a tumtum, and they want to go and wear tzitzis, or do bris milah, and these kind of things. So then, it's a suffix b'chlal, they're mechuyev in the mitzvah, these people. It might be an isha, not mechuyev in milah, not mechuyev in tzitzis. Or let's say someone was noilad mol, right? Someone was born with a milah. So you have to do a tafis dan bris. But it's a question, are you mechuyev, not mechuyev, right? Over there, in those situations, there's a suffix if you're b'chlal mechuyev to go ahead in the mitzvah at all. So those places, they'll hold Yom HaKippur bracha.
But
the Kiev
never got off the ground.
We're not sure. Okay, do you know you have a Kiev? Now the suffix is, did I fulfill my requirement? And where possibly you didn't fulfill your requirements? So then we pass the make a bracha. That's a pshat in the mechaber over here that you have to make a bracha. Yeah. Okay, well, that would be a case, right? You ate the matzah, you know, there's even a shayla. Let's say you ate matzah and you threw it up.
So there's a shayla. If you're yaitzah. You should make a new bracha, I'll kill us matzah now, because you're not sure you ate a shear.
Right, if let's say. Right, if let's say you had a hefstick or whatever. What?
No.
No, because you are mechuyev matzah. You are mechuyev to eat matzah.
But if he's no lad mohol. If he's no lad mohol,
the top is down bris.
So the question is then, if he was born on Shabbos.
No, so you wouldn't do it on Shabbos, no.
But that's what I'm saying, you wouldn't do it on Shabbos.
No. Because, yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's a suffix.
So you wouldn't do it on Shabbos.
So then there's a suffix bracha too.
Right, so he says in that case you wouldn't make a bracha. Rashi says, wow. Two Rashi says you wouldn't make a bracha in that case. Because you don't know if he's a bar chiyuva at all, right? But in the case where he's a bar chiyuva, we know for sure he's a bar chiyuva. Here, the Mishabura says over here, he says, Lini Mila ban Dragonis, and in similar cases, then you don't make a bracha on that mitzvah. Ki a bracha is hemd rabbanan, it's Pesach Chavches. Pesach Chavches in the Mishabura. And it's Fekul Akula, right? And there are some places that says that if the suffix is, if he's mechuyev klal b'mitzvah, going like these cases we said, then you won't make a bracha. But in the case where you're vadi chayev, right? But you don't know if you did the mitzvah, then l'maisa you need to make a bracha. Okay? So he says, for l'fizah lula v'shayfer, on the first day, you're mesupik if you did it or not, then you're mechuyev to make a bracha. Okay? But he brings down other opinions that hold not like that, the prima gadon, the goyin, and the Kesef Mishnah and the Rashba all don't seem to hold like that, and we'll see soon why. Where do you see the Rashba doesn't hold like that? So that's what Dr. Steinberg was saying, right? That the Rashba asked this question, or somebody asked the Rashba this question. What's going on with the Rambam? Rambam says every supper has l'kula, and all of a sudden comes to Krishma, and in Mesupin, if he said Krishma, he holds that you have to make the brachas. What's going on? So the Rashba said a Yisoid, and the Kesef Mishnah brings out this Yisoid. And he says that, like you were saying, that when they established that you have to say Krishna, they established you have to say it with the brachas. So when he got a psak, he was mistaken to say Krishma, put it to something there, Isa. Now he has to say Krishma, he has to say with the brachas. So he's not saying like we were saying before, that, oh, any mitzvah that you have to do, he's saying dafka by Krishma, this halacha. Like according to Rashba, it comes out, he says it clearly. If it comes to lulav, or whatever, or sukkah, whatever it is, and you don't know if you did the mitzvah, allow you to make a bracha, summon the balakula. It's only by Kriyashma where they establish this takana that whenever you say Kriyashma, you have to make a bracha. And since Lamaisa, we're paskening on him, he has to say Kriyashma again, now he has to do it kitakanas chachamim with a bracha. And that's the Rajma's teretz. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah brings down. The Kesef Mishnah is two different places. One place he brings down like the first teretz, that since you're zichim chuyim and a tarit to do it, so you have to make a bracha. And another place he brings down, I think in Hilchos Kriyashma, he brings down the Rashba, who says this teretz, that no, there's a special halakha by Kriyashma, that where it's a takanas chachamim, that you have to make the bracha. So this is what Rav Soloveitchik was saying, that these people that wake up early, and they're going to miss Kriyashma, so they want to say Kriyashma early. But I heard from Chaim, he said that, well, you didn't make the brachais, right? And according to the Rashba, if you don't make the brachais, that's not, you're not going to be late to Kriyas HaChomim. And according to some shitas, they say if you don't do a mitzvah, even a deraisa, but you don't do it the way the Chacham said to do it, you're not even yaisa the deraisa. It's negeya the halacha of Kriyashma, like they said, a takana you should do it before Chatzos. That's why it's going to Rabban, because maybe you'll be lazy and you'll do it after Chatzos, you might fall asleep, and you'll miss Kriyashma. But what's the halacha if you did it after Chatzos? So some shitas hold, you're not yaitzah even the deraisa, even if you did it in the right time. But once the Chum said a takana, they're like the mitzvah, the gamri. So that's a bit of a chayz for Shaitan. So I think, I told Chaim, I think he wasn't saying it according to everybody. And Chaim agreed with me. Could be it was according to some opinions he was saying it. And also, if you hold like the first Mahalach, like we said, so Bechal is no Raya. They never made a special takana by Kriyashma, they have to say brachas. The reason why I have to say brachas over here, it fits in with the regular rule of all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs that you don't know if you did it or not, where Minatari and Mechuyev do it again, you have made a bracha, because now Minatari and Mechuyev do it again. What? Right, by Lulav also. So nothing to do with Dafka Kriyashma. Right, according to the Rashba, Teretz, you won't make a bracha on the Lulav. It's only Kriyashma. It's only halacha by Kriyashma. Right. It's only Tzadzom. According to Akihira, Rabbi Soloveitchik's vort, that could be if you said Kriyashma early, you weren't Yaitse Kriyashma, even Deraisa weren't Yaitse Kriyashma. Because since they were mistaken, the way you say Kriyashma was with brachos, right? You said it early, you're not Yaitse. But Yaitse Lada, and I said, like I said, was there a bun and oiker, a Mr. Deraisa or not? But I'm saying, according to the other reason that we're learning over here, that if you said Kriyashma, you say it with the brachos, is because every mitzvah is like that. Every mitzvah, Deraisa, that you do, and you're not sure if you do it, now you're mechuyev to do it, because of the stuff in the Raisa L'chumra, so now that I'm mechuyev to do it, it requires a bracha. Like every mitzvah requires a bracha. So you have no raya that on Shabbos morning, if you do it beforehand, then you're not yaitzah. Maybe you are yaitzah. There was no special takana by Kriyashma, you have to say the brachas, and you did without the bracha. So who says you're not going to be yaitzah? Yeah? Right. So Chaim be told you these two reasons why by Suffolk you have to say the bracha or not. Where? By Karbanos. So first of all, again, so you're bringing me a proof from over there. So first of all, I don't know if that's why they put Kriyashma there. Is that clearly why they put Kriyashma there? I mean, it's spoke about it of Omach Shemayim over there. That is that clear? But I hear. If that was the reason, you're right. That's a good proof. That's a good proof.
Because there was a king in Persia that didn't allow the Jews to say Krishna.
So there were, okay. No, so that could be something else. That could be something else. The Rashba himself says that even though the Rabbanan mistaken to say Krishna, he says that they did make some loopholes. For example, Rebbe, who was saying a shir, right? And he didn't want to be mafsik. In the middle of the shir, he just put his hand over his eye, say the first pasuk, and that's it. Well, if he said just the first pasuk, and he didn't even say the rest of Kriyashma, he for sure didn't say Birchas Kriyashma. Right. So Rashba says that was the only case. Because Rav Shimon ben Chaydek And they excluded that you don't have to say it. And they bring down another case in the Beis HaMikdash where they are doing the Avoida, so they just like well for a second to say Krishna, they zichid, the Gemara says they didn't say the Brichas Krishna, right? Until later. So over there also, what do you mean? The Ayotza. So he said, no, those two cases were exclusions that the Rabbanan said, but I hear Rabbi Salvation's word. I mean, he said that, why did the Rashi have to say that they made an exclusion in the loophole in those two cases? Like it's Mashdah, they wouldn't have made that exclusion, they wouldn't have made Yaitza at all Krishna. There's a little bit of mash like that. But you could say that the Rashi just means that the Tchilas Takana, how to do it. And over there they said how to do it was this way. And Rashi never meant to the extent to say that if you did do it like that, I mean, it's for sure true that L'chadchila, Avad and Rabban wanted us to do it with the brachas. There's no question about it. The question to say, it's very valid to say, you're not Yaitza Krishma, I think that was an extra step that Rabbi Soloveitchik took. And it could be it's not Mokhruch even in the Rashba Shita, but for sure, according to the Yana Shita, also you wouldn't go ahead and say that as well.
It's a real problem, though, because people who dive in 9 o'clock in on Shabbos morning, they're out of luck according to
Shita. Don't quote me on this. I'll be putting Chayim over here. They're not going to, you know what I mean? I
always said this. So you're not
going to No, like I said, it could be a Machlaikas, even according to Rashba, not Mokhruch, but I can hear it as a tzad according to this. So the Mishnah Berurah, okay, now goes on into different aspects over here, and it is a little confusing, but you have to go through all the Mishnah Berurahs, and he says like this, like, for example, his first Nekud, he says over here, he says, L'char kolza dafka b'shloi overs man kri... Okay, Chav Ches, on the bottom. L'char kolza dafka b'shloi overs man kriyishma. Avo ba'overs man shol sholosh shoyz, Shuv ein mevarch leilch nelechvel. So the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is saying this, not Masopik. Again, with Masopik, if he should do it, Masopik, he has to do it, and because he has to do it, he has to say brachas. But that's only the first 3 hours. After 3 hours, there's no Masopik deraisa anymore. You should do it till the end of the fourth hour, but that's only drabbanan. So now the whole thing becomes a Masopik drabbanan now. Because he's not sure if he said kriyishma. He might have said it. And minatayra, he's not mechuyev now, because in the fourth hour it's only drabbanan. So now the question is, when I say my kriyishma now, okay, I have to say my kriyishma because of the drabbanan, you have to say kriyishma, there's nothing wrong with saying kriyishma. Do I make brachas or not? He says, no, the su havelay strike of drabbanan. Now it's not strike of drabbanan. Now, l'chayr, this svar could be telling these two reasons, what we said before, that if the reason is because, okay, now you mechuyev do the mitzvah, mechuyev do the mitzvah, it's like lulav. I have a stuff, I made lulav, I have to make a bracha. Here also, I'm mechuyev to the mitzvah, I've made a bracha. Oh, 1 second. That's only if you're mechuyev minatayra. But if I'm like Mishnah Berurah says, it's only midrabanan, and we have this rule, sofik rabban l'kula, so l'chayra, there's no reason to make a bracha.
So what do you do Shabbos morning?
What do you do Shabbos morning?
It's 9 o'clock, it's already in, you're in the fourth hour.
No, no, over there it's talking about, you know, Yizikr didn't say the brachas. We're talking about you have a sofik on the brachas and on the kriyishma, both. You have a suffix.
Okay.
We're not talking about it.
But what if you said it early then? You said Shema alone?
Right, so we passed in, you could say brachais of Krishma in the fourth hour. You're allowed to. Right, you're allowed to say it. And over there, you know for sure you didn't say brachais. You're Mekayim, you're Drabbanan. I'm saying brachais. Now, okay, whatever. You might be saying something. We'll see. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in this kind of case, it's a Drabbanan. Now, but I'm saying, if you hold like the Rashba Shita, that they were mistaken that when you say Krishma, you have to say it with brachas. So you can say maybe even in the fourth hour, but since the Drabbanan, you're mechuyev to say Krishma, so now the takana of Krishma was to say with brachas, and that was in the original takana of Drabbanan, so why should it make a difference after the third hour that we know now is only Drabbanan? But l'chayra, the Rashba Svara should still apply. Okay, so that's 1 hour over here. Now here the Rishabu says the Chiddush that, okay, you want to tell me after the third hour you're not mechuyev because it's only drabbanan, but 1 second, there's Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he's learning part of the takana of the brachos was on all the mitzvah of Krishna, which including Yitzias Mitzrayim. And for sure Yitzias Mitzrayim is deraisa. So for sure, even on the fourth hour, I'm being yaitza deraisa of saying Yitzias Mitzrayim. So mitzad Yitzias Mitzrayim, I should be mechuyev to go ahead and say the brachas. That's what he says. K'mo shekasa magen Avram, in kein hu chayv adayin al kol panim bebrichas emes v'yatsiv. In other words, Al Tzitzis Mitzrayim, he should say, Emes V'yatzev, Ad Shasav V'yas, until the fourth hour, like it says in Siman Ches, Umikam V'hola, like Tekinu Al Zebracha. And from then on, after fourth hour, we're not Mitzrayim Al-Bracha. Avayayimim Makhmasafik, Eitha Pasuk, Shal Tzitzis Mitzrayim, not the Brachas. Say a Pasuk. Says even if you say Alacha, Al Tzitzis Mitzrayim is good enough also. So what's the Mr. Brewer's thing? Okay, so one second. So the Mr. Brewer is coming out here. Now, I mean, what's the Mr. Brewer coming out of here? L'chaira, again, you have a suffix if you say Krishma, and you have a suffix if you say Brachas. You don't know. Comes the Mr. Brewer and says, well, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Okay? So you should say, Emes V'yatzev alt Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, what's the Mishnah we're talking about here? I mean, you're saying Kriyashma, right? And in Kriyashma, right, and in Kriyashma is Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So, like, what does Mishnah mean to say when he says that you should say Emes V'yatzev? Why? Because it has Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yotzi de Mitzvah Asay Shel Zachira, so therefore you should say Emes V'yatzev. But aren't you? He's going in our case where you're misupik if you say Kriyishma. So aren't you saying Kriyishma over here? Teretz says, I think what he's saying is that okay, once the deraisa of Kriyishma has to be said, so then Viter. You have to make a takana to say brachas with your deraisa of Kriyishma. The only thing is, I'm not sure. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says emes v'yatzev. You have to say. What about the first bracha? He doesn't really speak about it. So I'm a little bit misupik on this Mishnah Berurah. What's going on over here in this case? And then another shiloh over here is he says, look in the prima donna, the mistapik. There's a shiloh if you mechal mechayev on Kriyishma at night. And Shabbos Ayyub says you are Mechayev at night. So that's another suffix the Mishnah brings down. And that could also be negated, this suffix, that if you have a suffix at night, if you say Kriyishma, but now it's only Drabbanan. So it's only Drabbanan, so you don't have the first reason. Again, maybe you have the Rashba's reason that once you have to say it again, so you have to be mistaken on Brachos. Yeah, another suffix he has is, let's say you say Ben Shmashos. So Be'esh Mashais is a Suffolk Laila. So in Drabbanan, if it was only Drabbanan, it could be your Yaitza, so Drabbanan Kula. But he says, but if it's Deraisa, so you have to go L'chumra. So what do you do now? L'gabi the Brachais. Well, the Brachais are Drabbanan. So I would say, well, now you're Mechuyev with Deraisa. So since you're Mechuyev with Deraisa, because it's a Suffolk Be'esh Mashais, if you're a Yaitza or not, so L'chumra, you should say it
with the Brachais.
But no. But nobody does that. Nobody says Kriyishma with the brachos afterwards, right?
Everybody remembers the Kriyishma
with the brachos. No. No one says that. Everyone says. So the truth is, and the Bialach speaks a little bit about this. He doesn't speak about so much the brachos, but the Mishnah Berurah says like this.
Okay.
He says. He says, like this, he says, let's say you knew you said the first pasuk of Kriyishma. You knew for sure you said, and you don't know the rest. So now what do you do? So he says, nearly bezeh yoyse tov, you should do it without brachos. Now, you could say the same thing over here, well,
Sovet
derayse, he did. He for sure did the first bracha. He didn't do the rest of Kriyishma. And that's the Mishmur Paskins we see from Halacha before, that
the first bracha, you derayse, you yoyse?
What? According to some shittas, yeah. Okay. According to some shittas, you are yoytza. Some people say the first parsha.
That's a suffix derisa.
What?
Since it's only some shittas, doesn't that apply to suffix derisa?
Right. L'chayre, it should be a suffix derisa. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins in that case, you won't say. He said you will not say the brachas in that case, even though it's a suffix. Now he says the reason is why is because some people argue. I think the Goyim argues on this whole mechaber. He says. In this case, where you have a suffix, you say Kriyishma, you don't make the brachas. Not like the Lecharishita. And since there is such a suffix, it seems you have to do a bialach inside. But whenever you have like all these different kinds of strikas, what should you do now? Make brachas, not brachas, We're always talking on that other shita that holds not like the mechaber, and that's like sort of like the focal point over here. But in a regular case, okay, we go with the mechaber. Like you know for sure, you don't say any of Kriyat Shema, anything like this. You say the brachas. But whenever you have a suffix, could be Beit Hashmashos, could be Mariv, suffix Deraisa, whatever, right? So maybe over there, the Mishabur, you have to go through this Biralacha well. But maybe the Mishabur comes out, like, since there are sheets that are in the Mechaber, the Lacha is you should just go ahead and say Kriyashma without the Brachas. And like we said, we don't ever announce at night, and that's a Shkia Midian. So everyone's saying it Beit Hashmashos. So Lachaya, it's a suffix Deraisa, if you're Deraisa. And I never ever heard that someone should say the Kriyashma at night with the Brachas. Lachaya comes from this Biralacha that since you said Krishna and maybe Krishna is Lila, whatever, I don't know. I don't know, you have to go through it. And with some of no shitas that hold, you don't make brachas, not like the Mechaber. Okay.